we have a guest right now joining us, Dan Rooney. And Dan, if you could tell Kira and Tuan your official title.
Sure. I'm offensive quality control. I was a scouting assistant for 2 years, the past 2 years, and switched over to the coaching side. So I kind of help with the film breakdown on a daily basis. Once we leave the field, all of the plays that are called out on the practice field get put onto the tape that we end up watching and evaluating. So that's part of my job. And if you go out there today, you'll see me with the wide receivers. I used to play quarterback, so I get to warm the arm up with them. And I send them in package personnel-wise when we're out there on the field. So that's where I'm at right now.
Seems like really in-depth stuff in terms of like almost the money ball aspect of – you're really getting into like rep count,
exactly,
and stuff like that.
Exactly. The biggest thing about controlling reps during training camp is workload on a player, especially at the wide receiver position. They run, obviously, mostly more than any other position. So you don't really want a guy going more than 4 or 5 plays in a row. So it's my job to make sure everyone's getting probably not equal reps because, you know, Antonio Brown's going to get a little more run than a guy that's down the line. But we want to try to keep our guys fresh over the course of 3 or 4 weeks while we're up here at Latrobe.
What do you think the training camp experience is like for players as like comparing to a regular season practice?
I think it's big. There's 90 guys here right now versus, you know, it's 53 on a roster, and then you have 10 on a practice squad once the actual season starts. So you just get more live reps in terms of physicality. So this is where you sharpen your toughness and, you know, tackling and hitting one another. And it's also big for bonding. Guys are living together over in the other dorm over there and having every meal together. So they plan out good. In a couple weeks, we have Home Run Derby next week. So there's just a lot of team bonding that takes place, too. It's important.
What's something that you guys do as a team to bond that you think really, like, carries them through the actual season?
Well, aside from just being up here in Latrobe, you know, they do little events like coach will have a practice that's planned that he might end up canceling and we'll go bowling. We did that during our OTA session, and these guys love to compete, and I think their best way to bond with each other is to compete with each other off the football field, make it a little less serious and have a little more fun.
We had James Saxon on earlier, the running backs coach.
Great, great man.
Oh, yeah.
Sax is my guy.
He was a cool dude, yeah.
You probably had to kick him off, too.
He was a proud – I felt like we could have talked about South Carolina
for sure
for a lot, for, sure. for a long time. He mentioned, you know, he's been involved in many different organizations, right, different perspectives, player, coach. But he said there's something special about the Steeler organization, you know, from that family perspective, family-owned, and you're part of that family. Sure. What goes into that message, and how are you able to find people that can be the brand so well and what we've come to expect from an organization like the Steelers?
It's hard for me to talk about it from another side because I've only really been with the Steelers since I graduated school. But when I talk to players or coaches that have been with other organizations, they do say it's a closer-knit community. And the sense of job security, guys don't necessarily worry about that quite as much because there's kind of one message. Everyone's working for a championship, and as you said, it's a family atmosphere inside the building. So having a relationship with the scouting department, getting along with the PR department, or a player getting along with our community relations department, it's kind of one building, one unit type feel over here, for sure.
You say you do film?
Yeah, I break film down. Watch a lot of tape.
Oh, what's some things you look for in film?
If I'm watching a wide receiver, I want to see what type of movement he has off the line. You know, if you have a guy pressed up against you, how can you shake him off the line, get open downfield? You want to see his speed. From a scouting term would be wiggle. So how's your juke? How are you getting open? And then once the ball's in the air, are you going to attack it? Are you going to go up with your hands and, you know, come down with it and be strong with the ball? And can you finish with the ball? Once you have the ball in your hand, are you going to score? So that's the type of thing I'm looking at from a wide receiver.
Do you use the film to, like, use, like, teaching methods, like, to the players?
Absolutely. So when we do one-on-ones, you'll see today, it'll be us wide receivers versus the cornerbacks. And, you know, during our night sessions, when we meet with the players, we'll just watch those one-on-ones. As I said, we watch releases, watch how they break off their routes, and watch how they finish.
You know, Dan, are you at the point of camp where you're counting the days for it to be over, or are you just – you're lost in the process?
I think we kind of reached our over the hump mode last week, and now that we have the Detroit Lions and today and tomorrow, it's the monotony is gone, and we're kind of in another exciting point of camp where it's a game week now. So I don't think guys are counting it down too much.
Last question for you. How does that relationship work? I've always wondered about joint training camps.
Sure.
I've heard Tunch and Wolf talk about it as, you know, they said they used to meet somewhere between here in Washington and right. do a camp with the Redskins mm-hmm. for like a weekend.
Yeah.
How does that work? Do you have a good relationship with the Lions? Is that what it's predicated
it
on?
It usually starts with one of our coaches having a relationship. And I think in this case, it's the two head coaches obviously know each other pretty well. So they were able to come to an agreement that the Lions were going to visit us and potentially us going over there next year. You know, it's just another chance to sharpen yourself against another team during practice. Guys are kind of sick of hitting your teammate. You want to switch it up a little bit.
Thank you so much for all of your time. I'm Kara Fry from Youth Express, and we'll be back with more later. Catch the future.